This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. A promise from Republican governors to flood Chicago with buses of asylum seekers ahead of the Democratic National Convention has not materialized. It's been 8 months since a bus of migrants has arrived in Chicago, and 2 months since a bus has arrived in the Chicagoland area. Still, 5,000 people are without a permanent home and living in a city shelter. But that's a drop in the bucket compared to a peak when more than 14,600 migrants were in shelters, and another 800 waited at police stations or airports. City officials are still watching and waiting to see whether more migrants will arrive in the coming week ahead of the DNC. At the Republican National Convention, Texas Governor Greg Abbott vowed the buses to sanctuary cities would continue. The city is still finalizing traffic and security plans for residents who live near the United Center ahead of the Democratic National Convention. During a community meeting, residents' questions focused on street parking restrictions. The city says stadium parking will be in effect and residents will need a special permit. Glenn Brooks is with the Chicago Police Department. He says the city is trying to plan in the face of the unknown.
The DNC is a cousin who comes every 4 to 5 years, stops at the Thanksgiving dinner, and then next thing you know, you are buying some Amway products. We really don't know what to expect the next time our cousin comes into town.
This morning, parking restrictions go into effect in the security perimeters around the United Center and McCormick Place. Interstate 55 will not be shut down to drivers, but commercial vehicles will be rerouted. At the North Halsted Market Days Festival, Mpox vaccinations were available for free this weekend. Last week, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported an outbreak of Mpox in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Mpox, previously known as monkeypox, is a highly contagious viral disease that spreads through intimate contact. Scott Bertani is with the National Coalition for LGBTQ Health. He says events like Market Days can help get the word out.
It is the opportunity to engage in health equity conversations. We can do that together, especially in large groups, where we can get out that messaging of awareness and education, and then take the steps to get the vaccination to reduce our severity and protect our community.
Men who have sex with men and transgender people are disproportionately affected, but anyone can contract the virus. Whiskey Girl Tavern in Rogers Park was packed this weekend. Locals were there to watch the U.S. women's soccer team win the gold medal match against Brazil at the Paris Olympics. WBEZ's Anna Savchenka dropped by to talk to some fans.
Women's soccer in the U.S. specifically is such a phenomenon, and we're so much better than the men's team, and I really love to see the rallying around that.
Knowing that there's some Chicago Red Stars on the team, I think also adds that little bit of hometown pride.
We love watching these incredible athletes, especially Mally Swanson, just Leila Sanayer, just absolutely killing it on the pitch, and truthfully, it's been a wonderful time.
That was Adon Alexander Sweeney, Kelsey Murray, and Alexis Ewing Moody. Something else you should know today. A federal judge has ordered that most of the people incarcerated at Stateville Prison near Joliet be moved to other prisons by the end of September. Illinois corrections officials had already announced plans to shut down the aging facility. They're aiming to build a new prison on that site in the next 3 to 5 years. The Tribune reports U.S. District Judge Andrea Wood ruled Friday in favor of civil rights lawyers. They argue the living conditions are too hazardous for the people who are housed there. Today's weather, there will be a mix of clouds and sunshine, and the high will be in the low 80s. Tomorrow, we're expecting plenty of sunshine and a high in the low 80s. That's it for now. Later today, an exhibit of South Asian contemporary art in Chicago is open on the near south side. Here's curator Shelley Behel.
So I've always been fascinated by things that get left out of art history. It's these stories to me that really matter.
The exhibit is called What is Seen and Unseen, Mapping South Asian American Art in Chicago. And it's open through October 26th at the South Asia Institute. Hear about it today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.